There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, Michael.
Oh, God, you again. Okay, what?
Or, you know what? Hey, I'm out of here. Mike's going to take you to six.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you need?
Mike, it is the quarterback rankings for last week. And week nine
remember,
quarterback rankings.
It is for the best performances of the week. These are not referendums for season-long performance, people. Please do not freak out on the tick attack.
Yes, correct. Because even though you won the game, you didn't do much in Green Bay. Jared Goff will not be on this list.
You're fine.
All right.
Let's go.
A little honorable mention. Justin Herbert coming in at 12.
Disagree. It was two blown coverages that David could have completed for touchdowns. You're out.
Honorable mention. Aaron Rodgers. Thursday night. Three touchdowns.
Sadly agree.
All right. At number 10, Mike Vellini's favorite quarterback in the NFL. In a loss, we head out to Seattle. Geno Smith.
You just won't let go of this bum.
363 yards. He had three touchdowns, but he also had three picks
there it
in
is.
The game.
And it's been the theme with him all year. It's been the turnovers. So, yes, it was an overtime game. It was back and forth, but his turnovers.
Exactly. Man. Which is, like I said, 10. At number 9, Sam Darnold. In a win over Indianapolis, he was 28 of 34, 290 yards, three touchdowns, but he also had two picks.
Including one in the end zone. I hate him. I've had enough. He's got to go away.
David, anything?
David doesn't want to participate. He's bummed
okay.
out over it.
Okay.
He's had it. Look at him. Look at you.
At number 8.
Yes.
In a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 20 of 26, 174 yards, two touchdowns, and he ran one in. He had 54 yards rushing. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Daniel Jones.
No, absolutely. Come on, dude. Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
174 yards?
He also had 54 yards rushing and a touchdown, so he accounted for three touchdowns.
I'll let David rule on this.
Three touchdowns.
I'm biased. Just go
if
ahead.
It were Jalen Hurts, I would put him in there.
But he lost. So maybe he should
losing
be 10.
Losing quarterbacks also have good games.
Maybe
that's
he should
true.
Be 10. That's all I'm saying.
Geno was 10. He threw three picks. Daniel Jones didn't throw any picks.
All right. Okay.
He also didn't blink his eyes.
Under 200 yards in the NFL.
I include the rushing yards as well.
All right.
With a touchdown.
So that's why. Total.
Vanilla
yes.
Vic. I got it. All right. Leave it alone.
Mobile Jones season. All right.
Move out of
at
town.
Number 6, we got Josh Allen in a victory.
Yep.
25 of 39, 235, three touchdowns, one pick.
And the pick wasn't his fault. It bounced off Keon Coleman's face. He's been splendid. I haven't been his biggest fan, but this level of football, he just hasn't played like this.
I know. I really wish they would change that category of interception when it's not the quarterback's
right.
fault.
Just call it like WRFU.
Yeah.
Wide receiver F up.
Yeah. Tag it to the wide receiver, not the quarterback. At number 5, in a victory, Matthew Stafford over Seattle, 25 of 44, 298 yards, two touchdowns.
It's incredible. It really is. I mean, he's still doing it. He's tough as ever. And as long as his receivers are healthy, he keeps them in the game. And it doesn't matter how often he gets hit, he gets back up. I just have a great amount of respect for what he's been able to do at this advanced age. He's played some really good football.
And at number, oops.
What?
Skipped one.
Oh.
Brock Purdy.
Stafford's at five. No, at six, it's Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, 19 of 24, 222 yards, three touchdowns. He's just getting it done. Not ridiculous, gaudy stats.
Can't throw for 500 every week.
Right, but he may have found a home in Atlanta.
Oh, for sure. It's indoors. He's got weapons everywhere. It's why I said if he plays another 2-3 years like this, I mean, he'll have the counting stats to be like borderline, you know, bum-ass Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He just needs the Bucs every week. I mean, he's playing well every but
dude, everybody needs the Bucs every week.
400-plus yards every week against them.
I need the Bucs in Atlanta to play a playoff game. I do. That's must-watch TV.
62.5.
Right. Just take everybody for an anytime touchdown. You'll make money. At number four.
Mm-hmm.
In a win over Denver, and that's why he's at four, because he beat Denver. Lamar Jackson finished with 16 of 19, threw for three touchdowns.
Listen, that's still a top 10 defense.
Yeah.
That's a nice performance. And his numbers would have been gaudier if they didn't blow their doors off. I'm good with it.
Blew him out in the first half. There was no competition.
At number three, in an overtime game against the aforementioned Tampa Bay Bucs, it's Patrick Mahomes.
It's about time. He has not been featured on this list. He played really well. DeAndre Hopkins with two touchdowns. The offense showed a little bit more life to it. And again, they brought Kareem Hunt back, and their running game looks right. Mm-hmm. So they have looked better.
It's just still funny is the look on Baker's face when he found out, wait, we just lost the coin toss.
He knew right there. I may as well go take a shower. Game over.
Yeah, can I just shake his hand now and say good game? Because I'm never going to see the ball. Hey, let me hold that ball for us. Okay, all right. Patrick, it's yours. At number two, combined yards.
Okay.
18 for 24, 230 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 67 yards and rushed for a touchdown. In a win, I give you Jalen Hurts against Jacksonville.
Yes. The Eagles look like what they were, right? They don't look like the disaster of last year towards the end or what they were at the beginning of this year where people were like, are we firing Sirianni? Wait, did he just flip off the crowd? They look right, and they're playing really well. And Hurts, it's not quite there yet, but it's a lot better.
Yeah, I think it will get better when they get A.J. Brown healthy and all of that. So
that
yeah.
Philly team, it is weird. It was like they were walking in a fog, and then one day the medication wore off, and they were like, okay, and now we're back.
But I want them. I want them here at Ford Field. I want Dan Campbell to punch Nick Sirianni in that smug face of his. I want the Lions to hit Philly. I want them to break them. I hate Philly. Hate him.
How do you feel?
I'd wear a cheese grater on my head for that game. I want Philly. I want them burned to the ground.
A dead eagle on your head?
Oh, yeah. Not a real one, of course.
Right.
Think you'd get in quite a bit of trouble for something like that. And it'd be gross. What if it was taxidermied? Is that legal? Or you can't taxidermy an eagle, can you?
You probably can't.
Okay. You know,
I don't think you can.
Why don't we just move on? I don't know the rules to all this stuff. The point is, go Lions. I want Philly here, NFC Championship game.
Okay.
And I want to send Sirianni home with a bag on his head.
And at number one, in a win over the Las Vegas Raiders, 27 for 39, 251 yards, five touchdowns, one interception.
I know.
Joe Cool Burrow.
I know it won't happen because his team has a bad record. He should be in the MVP conversation.
Agreed.
That's how good Burrow's been.
I think they, 4-1 since they started off 0-3. They win tonight. I think he could start working his way into that conversation.
Well, here's the thing. It could start tonight because the Ravens don't play well against the pass. So maybe he does have one of those nights.
And then you know what? They should have won the game the last time they played. Ended up going to overtime, but they should have won that game. Never should have got that far. That is your top 10 quarterback rankings for week 9, 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so I wanted to have some fun with you for a second. We'll return to Lions and stuff like that, but... So behind the curtain of the show is, like, yeah, you do your show prep before, and we have a plan, and then, you know, bleep will hit the fan sometimes, or something carries a little longer than others. But during the show, I'm just constantly obsessed with, like, tidbits, different things that are happening. Because also, I'm not on social media, so, like, newspapers or websites are, like, my only thing. So I just today, I don't know what happened, boys. In basically a two commercial break span, three headlines jumped off the page. One is sports, two are not.
Okay.
And I can't decide which of these is the most effed up. So I said, to hell with it. We're going to do battle of the headlines, and you guys have to cast your vote. Evan Jenkins is going to join us.
Okay.
Are you prepared for this?
Okay.
All right, David, a little music, please. Oh, yeah, that fits. All right, we're going to start with number one because, I'm sorry, this is a hellscape. Headline, pythons invaded shocked man's toilet twice in 1 week. This poor guy, I mean, basically, it's in Australia now. This is why you can't live in places like this. You can't live in Thailand or Australia. You never hear about this happening in the Bronx. Like, no.
Florida?
These were killer pythons, and this poor guy was doing his morning constitution, and one crawled up there to say hello.
Okay, but...
Absolute terror.
Maybe I find a new bathroom after the first time.
But twice in a week.
Right.
Hey, don't you call a plumber?
Right. Am I allowed to lock in without hearing any of the other headlines? This is a major fear of mine.
Wait, you have a fear of a snake coming up out of your toilet?
Not a snake necessarily, but something being in there that you, like a spider or something like that.
Nick Saban? Yep.
No.
Okay.
Oh, so, wait. And David raises his hand too.
I've also had that fear in my life. Yes.
I've never had a fear of something coming out of my toilet.
And I would simply say, yes, there would never be a second time.
Okay. All right. But Kenny, you don't want to lock in. Now, let me go to sports. So I need you to reclassify. I need you to reimagine absurdity, right? This won't be a python killing a kicker before a kick, but I need you to think about all-time futility, okay? How bad is Florida State? Let me tell you the ways. First of all, no preseason top 10 team has ever lost nine games or more the next year. One problem for Florida State. Not only are they 1-8, they're 26.5-point underdogs at Notre Dame this weekend.
Is that a lot?
But wait, there's more. From a futility index, here's the points scored for Florida State on a weekly basis. August 24th, they scored 21. Since then, 13, 12, 14, 16, 13, 16, 14, 11. Their team total at Notre Dame on FanDuel is 7.5 points. 7.5.
So they're spotting them one touchdown, and that's it. You can make the extra point, no more.
Ooh, what if they go for two? missing. They you know what? Anything more.
At this point, if you're Florida State, why not? You got nothing to lose.
The third headline.
A job for the head coach.
He's already fired.
Yeah, they can't. They'd say $88
million. Oh, he's getting the Florida treatment.
Hate to see it. The third headline. Brace yourselves. A Central African public official has been arrested after 400 sex tapes are discovered of him with the president's sister,
hey,
his own brother's wife.
Oh, that's right.
And a...
I saw this headline. I know this
Now, listen.
He was sleeping with everyone and then taped it.
Here's my thing. If you're making 400 sex tapes, how did you have time to be a politician?
Well, he didn't say he's a good one.
And the sex tapes are in public bathrooms, hotels, and public parks and
things. Can't do it at home if it's your brother's wife. You got to go to these places.
I don't know. This guy sounds kind of like a stud to me. I'm not going to pick this one.
Yeah, Russ Hanneman would love this guy.
These aren't even the headlines I thought he was going to go with.
So he's a Nigerian official, right?
It's called Equatorial Guinea.
Oh.
I mean, I had to look at a map. I go, where the hell is this joint? I can name like 20 African nations. I wouldn't. You could give me 10,000 guesses. I didn't know this was a real place.
Maybe it's welcome in there.
Listen.
Different countries?
Of these three headlines, which of these is the most?
It's the snake, dude.
For real? Yeah. Over a guy nailing the president's wife and his brother's sister?
No.
400 sex tapes.
Or not brother's sister. That would be like Deliverance.
He's got a cell phone.
His brother's wife. Yeah, 400 sex
tapes. I mean, his sister.
That would make that story the worst.
I was going to say, cue up the John Denver, Rocky Mountain High. All right.
Yeah, I think
it's
sex tapes.
It's got to be sex tapes, man.
What did you do?
We're talking pythons.
Seriously.
Oh, you want this guy's name? That'll get you. Hold on. Let me add his name. You're going to love this. This is tremendous here. This guy's
name. Sure, he's got some nicknames.
Nah. Balthazar Ebang Nganga.
Oh, he's
E-bang,
got a bang in his name?
Ebang? Yeah, man.
How would you guys name? Start calling me Ebang? Nganga.
What up, Ebang?
Ebang!
I'm going to go home to Ashley, and I'm going to be like, I want you to call me Ebang.
Which headline?
Ebang. Ebang. I actually thought it was a different headline, Mike, because I've been following this.
There's more?
Yes. 43 monkeys escaped from a South Carolina medical testing facility.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. And they don't know either.
Could you imagine you come home tonight?
Bro,
and there's just a monkey?
No, like aren't those the ones like every 5 years you read about one of those like ripping someone's head off?
Yeah, if they're testing monkeys, they're probably not the
what
most.
What it is that means there's another Planet of the Apes coming out because that's all that. That's how that started.
That's
it's
our sound clip.
Yeah,
our little guy. He
oh,
escaped.
No.
They are not infected with any disease. However, they are harmless and a little skittish.
Yeah, I'm sure they are a little skittish being in a cage
but
your whole life.
I still got to go with the, you made over 400 sex tapes.
I don't know. I like Rico's Jumanji story. You know, in Jumanji, when all the monkeys escape, they're all over the place.
No, but see, I thought that's what you were going to say because I saw that earlier and I've been following, like, have they found these monkeys yet?
Unbelievable. Kenny, you still going toilet nightmares?
I'm going toilet pythons here. That's absolutely a fear.
You know the
prank
we have to pull. Next time this guy's going to the bathroom, we have to beat him in there and throw some in that toilet.
I'll leave. I'll quit on the spot.
That wouldn't even be funny.
No. Yes, it would.
No. That would
be. Nah. Kenny comes running out.
Kenny would fall off the stage.
Last time you'll see me in this building if that happens.
Oh, no.
I'm out.
We'll begin text.
Kenny trying to run to the door doing the penguin walk.
He's Waddle with the Dolphins.
David, what's your selection?
It's the 400 sex tapes. You did it that much. You have 400 tapes?
Well, you need memories.
President's sister, brother's wife.
There's what I would focus on. And I understand the sports is not as salacious, but when you're talking about a team that went undefeated last year, not only are they 1-8.
How's this guy hung up on Florida State?
But hold on.
You said they sucked last year.
I know you're obsessed with Ebang and lab monkeys and the rest, but just work with me. You're Florida effing State.
Who are they?
Not only are you 1-8, your team total is 7.5? That's unbelievable.
They haven't scored 17 points outside of week one. That is kind of crazy.
It is, but I think we all just kind of wrote them off and said, you're horrible this year. You picked the wrong quarterback in the portal. Good luck with
that. Maybe if we tie it all together, they bring Ebang in to speak to the team. He knows how to score.
Or maybe.
Yeah, or he'd end up sleeping with, like, the chancellor's wife.
Oh, maybe it makes movement then.
You videotaped your brother's
I also wonder the quality of video camera there.
But why would you? Not that you want to do that, but why would you want proof?
It's not 4K, I wouldn't think.
This isn't 1850. Like, there's pictures of this guy at expensive dinners and driving expensive cars. Okay. He doesn't live on the moon.
He's got to have a hard drive to back this stuff up on, too.
They were investigating him for fraud. That's how they found him.
That makes sense.
But David,
I would say he has a hard drive.
He's defrauding someone.
Think about this.
He's got a couple of terabytes.
Over 400 tapes. How dumb is your brother?
Agreed.
Seriously.
Agreed.
How many yoga classes is your wife going to?
Oh, she's doing acting classes.
I'm going to get my hair done, and then I'm going shopping.
Ask Tom Brady.
Wow.
It's true. I am going to jiu-jitsu, Tom.
Yeah. Going to see my stud muffin jiu-jitsu teacher. Cutscene. Pregnant. We're divorced.
What are you, like a triple black belt?
I haven't seen you kick once since you started going to jiu-jitsu.
Well, how about this, Tom? You can kick rocks.
Well, that covers it. It's a one segment. It's not like this is a weekly thing. Yes, Kenny.
What is it for you, though? Are you still hung up on Florida State?
Yes, he's hung up on Florida State.
Crazy. No, that's insane.
The man who does cast a ticket. Come on.
It would be good old Ebang. I mean, dude, the president's wife, you're looking to get shot.
Obviously,
you
know, not.
No disrespect if we have anyone from Equatorial Guinea out here, but I wouldn't want to rock with that justice system. You'll disappear. The president's wife? What? Your brother's wife? What is it, dude? There's a lot of fish in the sea. You got to go to a different pond.
And you're a politician. You can get anyone you want.
And we don't know the population there. It could be 7.
Stop it.
I don't think that's the case. It's not Wyoming.
I'm trying to give Ebang the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's a small place. There's nowhere else to go.
It's the size. Oh, but the population's 1.7 million.
All right, he had options.
He had a few. He chose violence.
Comprises of the Rio Muni mainland and 5 volcanic offshore islands.
Oh, he's getting thrown into one of the volcanoes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, justice will be swift for him.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right, I think we said it all. And I'm never asking you to apologize because you might be the best team as it is, but you're being paid back for 70 years of being the league's pleasure pillow. Oh, now we're just going to play Houston. No Nico Collins, no Will Anderson. Sure, why not? Keep it rolling. I don't know if the Lions will ever lose again, honestly. Let's get some ticket texts coming in. We'll touch table with football. Got a Tigers thing we can do, or we can go back to the Lions. It's really your guys' call. The Tigers thing is just, it's the opposite of how I feel about the Lions. And I'll leave it there. David, go ahead.
Someone says, Rico, I also thought he was going to go with the 40 monkeys loose in South Carolina. That's a crazy story.
I didn't see that one. I'm sorry.
Another person says, so 2 of the stories are about pythons, I hear?
Oh, come on.
Another one, when did Nick Cannon get into politics in Africa?
It sounds that way.
Wow.
TJ from work, I didn't realize Florida State's offense was that bad. They make Michigan's offense look like the greatest show on turf.
And I understand it doesn't have the sizzle of a python attacking the same man twice in 1 week in his toilet. I'm saying,
how do you let it happen the second time?
What, Florida State going 1-8?
No, the man in Australia. I would have burned down the house if I had to.
He didn't allow it. It just happened again. This is why you can't listen. There's a reason England sent their prisoners to Australia, because you're not supposed to live there. The insects are the size of Doritos bags. You can't live in Australia. It's not possible.
Is that a car? Nope.
No.
That's a fly.
It's a mosquito. It's the same damn thing. I mean, my God, there's certain places on this planet you shouldn't inhabit.
You're exactly right about that. Ebang is my hero.
Oh, dear.
Mike, do this segment every week. It's great from John, but I need Ebang every week.
Oh, the Ebang updated a week?
It won't be much of an update. The president has found him.
Yep, you're
exactly
right.
Or his own brother.
Oh, yeah, forgot about him.
He was sleeping with half the government, it says.
I got to think his brother's not too smart. But the president may be like, wait, I'm sorry, you did what?
He's not that smart. He taped himself. His evidence.
True.
Ouch.
Someone else says, Rico, they're lying to us. Those monkeys are infected. We're in trouble.
You know that, right, they're not going to say, you know what, be forewarned, they're going to kill you. Like, seriously, it's how the movie Outbreak went. A monkey escaped, and the next thing you know, a town was about to get nuked.
You guys may have struck gold here. I think this needs to either become a weekly or maybe daily. This
no,
is hilarious,
no.
Matt from Chesterfield.
It will not be daily, but weekly, sure. I mean, over the course of a week, I run into enough headlines that make me want to leave this planet. So
can we get Heather to pre-record them for us?
No, because all the ones she does are depressing. I have to do the morning show on Friday mornings. I try to help Jim out, and I show up, and it's like,
I can feel that you're uncomfortable. Every time she goes, I'm literally in the car trying to say, just start off with a story that makes him uncomfortable for
the person. Well, I say at the gym, he's like, hey, want to stay for the news? And I'm like, well, we're live on the air. If I say no, I sound like a real penis. So I'm like, all right, yeah, sure.
Man, say no. They don't owe you nothing.
Here's Heather with the news. Oh, man loses genitalia, sent to Mars. I'm like, huh? I looked at her last week. I go, listen, find whatever thing you got on your sheet of paper over there. Give me one decent story or I'm walking out of here.
Man, walk out of there. They owe you nothing.
I know, but I do try to be decent about things. Why does she choose the scariest and saddest stuff?
Because she has always done that.
But we have fun doing the dog of the week, and then it transitions into, seven kids killed by
Mike,
madman on motorcycle.
She has one job, and she wants to make an impact.
And what? Make people hate Friday?
No, you realize the new. If Heather's about to
talk, she should be, you know what?
You know what's going to happen? She's going to tell you what happened to the monkeys tomorrow.
No, that story's too positive for her.
No, not the time tomorrow comes along, no, 28 monkeys attack some school.
Well, that would absolutely be in her thing. Right.
Well, I think you helped this person, maybe. I don't know.
What?
I listen every day from Charleston, South Carolina, and I am now worried about the attack of the medical monkeys. I don't know if you helped him or...
He should be worried.
Charleston,
because when they come out and say, don't worry, monkeys are harmless.
Charleston's a beautiful town. You been there?
Nope.
It's like clean New Orleans.
Oh.
And I like New Orleans. Okay. New Orleans is gritty, though. New Orleans is like, you know, French Manhattan. But, like, Charleston is a clean version of it.
No, it's fun because
nice place.
I tell people that about Toronto. I'm like, it's a clean New York.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I had a wedding there a few years ago. Beautiful place. You're like, wow, this is all right. Now I get it. I get why people like it here.
I hate this topic. I am going to Australia in 2 weeks to see Pearl Jam.
No.
I'm worried now. Chris in Commerce.
Minute he sits down on the toilet, you're going to sound like our little friend from the movie right there.
I don't think he's going to have time to say the oh no twice.
Oh, God. Son of a!
Places you shouldn't inhabit. Australia, 1. Ohio, 2.
No, dude. Okay, there are parts of Louisiana. They
Correct.
Should be uninhabited. You get some of the swamp people out there. Oh, please, man.
I was about to say, yeah, Florida and the swamps. And
Dad, look, you here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the flying cockroaches. The first time I saw that, I was like,
nope.
It just took off and flew.
Two words. Lake Okeechobee. Nope.
There are parts of Mississippi.
David.
Miles away. How? I don't know what is between here in the dark. What am I going to run
and
into?
And why are the bugs so big?
Right.
No. Right. David, me and my boy were walking the streets, and it's like, okay, look at that. Like, that's a gigantic. Wow, it flew. We got to go.
Out.
It has four legs and it's flying.
Listen, the reality is we are highly blessed living in Michigan. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have, like, famine. And we have normal-sized bugs and things. Like, I had a cousin of mine was deployed, and he got home, thank God. I don't know if I'm supposed to say where he was. The point is, he was in one of these locales you shouldn't be in. He showed me a picture of the spiders that they had to dodge at their base. Rico, they were like foot-long subs, and they want the shade. So what do you cast when you're outside in the sun? A shadow. They follow the shadow. They follow you. It's awful.
So basically, no, it's the size of a crab.
I'll show you a picture. It's yes. Yes.
It's the size of a crab.
Except it's a spider. I went, no.
You know
I would have asked someone in the troop, hit me with a shovel and get me out of here.
I'll take a Section 8. I'm going home.
Dishonorable discharge. Why, spiders?
I'm going home.
I'm out.
My sister and my mom dealt with that.
Call me Clinger. I'm out of here.
They visited my grandfather's spot in Florida last year, and they almost ran home.
Where's he living in Florida?
It was outside of Orlando, but they saw some stuff. They were like, what are we doing here?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's just certain places uninhabitable.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm
glad people enjoyed the headline.
No, you know what? You are right, because, yes, when I was out in Arizona, and just go to the local, the Home Depot, and they have scorpion spray.
What?
And everybody, oh, yeah. It's
the older
I get.
And
this is a normal thing. Like,
the older I get, the more I like living here. I mean, hell, did you see a raccoon fell out of the ceiling at LaGuardia a couple weeks ago? Oh, great. Can't wait for my flight here in a couple weeks. Oh, it's getting wild out there. In Michigan, we just have gray skies. And that's okay.
Gray skies and deer. That's about it.
Yeah, they're a distinct problem. Okay, good.
They're nice looking.
They're a pain in the ass. They're getting a little too comfortable with the roads.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.